hopefully will finally understand the source of our misery is government, and that the solution is free markets.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. We're in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest, and we're talking to Peter Schiff, radio show host and author most recently of How the Economy Grows and Why It Crashes. Very quickly, tell us, why has our economy crashed and has not been able to pick itself back up?
Well, it's actually in the process of crashing.
Okay.
And the real
if it started here, are we here or here?
No, we're still, unfortunately, we're still closer to the top.
Okay.
You know, we're in a depression in the United States, but the depression was interrupted by some economic stimulus that actually made the problems worse. And so now, as the stimulus is wearing off, the recession, depression is resuming with a vengeance. And it's because, you know, the government is interfering with the correction. You know, if you read my book, How an Economy Grows and Why It Crashes, it explains how government policy from the Federal Reserve, Fannie and Freddie, how that distorts the free market and creates these bubbles that inevitably have to bust. And then the government, instead of allowing the market to correct the damage, comes in and creates even more.
Lay out for us the Republican portion of the blame, the kind of the policies under Bush and the Republican Congress. What was going on there, and then what's happened since we've had a new regime takeover?
Both parties have spent recklessly, run up deficits, increased the size of government, increased the amount of taxation. So both parties have blood on their hands. I mean, the Republicans have better rhetoric as far as talking the talk, but they don't walk the walk, and neither do the Democrats. That's why we need a real change in the Republican Party. Maybe that is beginning here with the Tea Party movement. But so far, you know, I don't see enough real difference in the Republicans that I think they're going to do anything to alter the trajectory that we're on.
This is where the Tea Party comes in, where they're obviously they lean towards the Republicans, but they've been keeping it at arm's length. Are they strong enough to kind of cattle prod John Boehner and company into actually being serious?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, if the Republicans stood firm and prevented the debt ceiling from being raised, that would be a step in the right direction, because that could really force the necessary spending cuts that we need.
Right.
You know, it would be painful to cut spending by that degree, but not nearly as painful as it's going to be if we don't do it.
What's the degree that we have to go to? What's the spending level we should be at versus where we are?
At a minimum, we shouldn't spend more than we collect in taxes, which means we have to cut about $1.5 trillion out of this year's budget, not over 10 years, in 1 year. And that is massive, because see, right now the government is borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar it spends. It can't do that.
What is the likelihood that something will change before we actually hit rock bottom? Are we like, as a country, are we like AA or something where we've got to hit bottom?
I think so. I don't think the politicians have the stomach for trying to avert the crisis, because the medicine to cure the problem doesn't taste good. And so they don't want to swallow it while they're in office. So unfortunately, we're going to have a real crisis, and that's coming in the next few years.
If the voters actually understood what needed to happen, would they be able to force politicians' hands, or are voters part of the problem?
They are part of the problem, because voters want something for nothing. I mean, that's the problem with democracy. I mean, the founding fathers knew this 250 years ago. People vote for something for nothing. So politicians get elected promising to give things to people. And so people want stuff for nothing, and that is the problem.
If that's part of human nature, it really can't be solved, really. But how do we minimize the distortions that go into the economy that lead to a crisis that then call for more distortions?
Well, we did it for a while with the Constitution,
which
limited the power of government. But over time, government broke free of the chains of the Constitution. That's the way Thomas Jefferson defined it. So we need to reimpose constitutional law and restrictions on the government. And hopefully, when we have this economic crisis that's coming, you know, what we had in 2008, I mean, that was the warm-up. I mean, the main event is coming, and it's going to be brutal. It's going to be a collapse in the dollar that sends prices for consumer goods through the roof, interest rates through the roof, massive unemployment, much worse than we have now. And hopefully we'll finally understand the source of our misery is government, and that the solution is free markets, is capitalism, that we don't have that. That when we did have that a long time ago, our economy thrived, and we created a lot of wealth, which we have since dissipated with all these redistributionist socialist programs that have been layered onto the economy. And we need to go back to what made us great, not what is bankrupting us.
Speaking of programs, tell us the best way to listen to your radio program.
I've got a brand new radio show. I do it 2 hours, weekdays, Monday through Friday. Everybody can listen to it live on the internet, or delayed for free, you go to shiftradio.com. The live show is 10 a.m. to noon. It's a call-in show. Hopefully, eventually, it'll be on more, you know, terrestrial radio stations. But for now, the internet is the best way to listen.
Okay. Well, Peter Schiff, thank you very much for talking to Reason TV. I'm Nick Gillespie.